entertaining talk radio, broadcast on the internet. This is HearUsTalk.com, the thing you do with your ears and the place to be.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to a very special edition.
Don't make a big... Listen to me, all right? Don't make a big production out of this. Don't give me the intro music. I'm not in the mood to fucking hear the intro. This is just a very informal, impromptu thing, okay?
So
don't
no,
put the fucking music on.
So no intro.
Good.
Why would I not have an intro?
This is going to be the type of show where, like, after, like, when some... Like, remember after the World Trade Center, when the talk show hosts, the late night talk show hosts, they wouldn't have their intro song. They would just go directly into the show and start talking. Okay, that's what this is going to be.
Okay, so I shouldn't play an intro then.
No intro.
I don't understand it though.
Listen to me. First of all, why are you dotting everybody? Nobody's talking. So why are you dotting everybody? It's rude.
I don't know what dotting is. Can we exist?
You're red dotting.
Can you exist beyond the context of Pal Talk, please?
You're red dotting the Pal Talk room.
You know what? You don't want an intro? I don't want Pal Talk. I don't want mentions of Pal Talk. Is that fair?
Right. And
okay,
also
here's the intro. Here's the intro.
All right, I'm fucking taking a
Wait, what's going on? I don't understand. Wait, what happened? Put your headphones back on.
If you do that again, I will take the fucking headphones off. I won't put them back on. I'm not in a mood. I'm not in a happy mood today.
What's wrong, Frank? What's going on with you? Would you stop sipping on your fucking chai latte and tell me what the fuck's wrong with you?
How could you tell it's fucking ceramic from looking at the camera?
Look at it. It's a gigantic soup bowl with a fucking handle. And
this
by
is
the
what
way, Frank, I want to ask you a question. I want to instruct you. Please, just fucking talk to me. Don't acknowledge anybody else.
Oh, Ken hates when I acknowledge people in the fucking Pal Talk room.
Because what I'm trying to do is...
Shut your fucking face and I'll tell you why, okay?
I'm going to beat the living
when I
shit
buy
out
Starbucks,
of you. I'm going to beat the fucking shit out of you.
When I buy Starbucks, when I bring my Starbuckses home, I...
Your what? When you bring your what home?
My Starbuckses. I pour it in here, and then it makes it look like I have a real live latte cup, a nice big round latte cup mug, and I sip it and enjoy it like this.
But why is the middle, like, the inside of the cup is brown? It looks like Indiana Jones' cup at the
end of
the last crusade.
I'm drinking coffee right now. My wife made me coffee because I'm going to be up all fucking night, okay?
You have chosen...
Dickweed.
Poorly. That's a fucking really terrible cup, Frank. And
it's big and wide, just like your asshole.
Who has the bleeding ass right now?
The reason my ass is bleeding is because it's tight. I have a tight anus. That's why it's bleeding, because it's tight. I don't have a big anal opening.
Yeah.
It's very tender.
That's right. All the tightest of anuses have big tears in them that bleed.
My anus is very taut, okay? That's why when I go to the bathroom, it hurts.
Why are you?
And the reason my anus is taut and tight is because I don't stick anything up there, unlike other people who stick their fingers and whatnot.
I don't stick my finger in my ass, and I certainly don't have a fucking large asshole. Okay, I'm just flabbergasted that you feel the need to read off these fucking anal prostitute bullet points that you would see on a fucking brochure. Tight ass. What?
All right. Ken, did you do your thing where you tested to see if I was on cam with you or not?
Frank, we're doing something here. Do you understand?
Are you on Hear Us Talk right now?
We are on Hear Us Talk. We've been on fucking Hear Us Talk.
Oh, Lottie fucking die and a bottle of rum.
You're a fucking... You know what you are? You're a piece of shit. That's what you are.
You know what?
That's what made you up. You're semantic blockage.
Oh, I'm fucking Ken DJ Newstyle.
You're a fucking...
I'm the fucking God's gift to the fucking internet chat room.
You're a fucking programmer named Christine Gontar.
Everybody's got to bow to you.
Who fucked up. She sucked my cock. What? Nobody bows to me. Everybody's fucking afraid of you, dude.
Everybody's afraid.
What?
You're like, you're some fucking king.
Where are you getting this notion
like
that
you're
people
the
are afraid
fucking
of me?
King?
Why are you emoting with your body and arms and hands like a fucking, like somebody who's playing a tree in a fucking homosexual Broadway production? I don't understand what that is. Frank, feel the essence of the oak. Like, why the fuck are you moving your entire body to say king? Do you have an answer for me, or are you just going to stare blankly into fucking space?
Come on, let's
because now that I can see, now that I can see everything, and by the way, you can see both of us here on HeroesTalk.com, the thing you do with your ears, and yes, it's a place to be. With me,
you do the ears, and a place to be.
With me, and this bald fuck right here, Frank, the germ freak. You can download our shows at DJNewStyleShow.com. We're normally on Tuesday nights, 9 to 11 p.m. We've got a lot of sample clips. We've got some fucking video clips, some things, a lot of fucking things that, you know, you need to go get, listen to, watch.
You're talking to a fucking sign.
You're talking to a fucking sign, Frank.
You're an asshole.
You know what you are? You're an asshole.
No, you see, Ken DJ Newstyle doesn't say asshole. He goes, asshole. You're a fucking asshole.
Well, you are. I by the way, there is a slight delay. We haven't yet worked out the kinks with Frank's video, but I really am kind of enjoying the fact that his shimmy is sustained through the magic of internet delay. You might want to be a little less expressive with your entire fucking torso whenever you get into what you're saying. So tomorrow night I've got to go to I'm going to a bachelor party for my friend Lil Bobby Silvers. He's been on the show a few times. And he's getting married. He's getting hitched. So I will be going to a nice bachelor party celebration. I'm sure that you've been in a few of these. Is that correct? You've been involved
yes.
with a few?
I've been. And also, I also that went to my most memorable one was where I paid. We a group of us paid the this one gentleman each. We each paid him $100 to let the whore piss on him.
What? Wait, all of you paid $100.
Yes.
When you say all, how many people?
About 10. Well,
really?
Just not everybody participated.
Okay, but so she got close to a grand.
You
said,
yeah.
And you said not everybody participated.
Right.
To piss on somebody? $1,000?
Right, right.
I would do it for a fucking certs.
No, you don't understand. The stripper pissed on the dude.
Yeah.
He lied down, and she squatted over his face and pissed.
You give me a little fucking disc of Retsin in the middle, I'm fucking urinating on anybody. I don't care who it is.
No, you don't understand. The girl did it.
No, I completely understand. All of the fucking lame dudes who wanted some probably black or Malaysian stripper to piss on your friend, they pooled cash together, and they gave it to her.
We're testing something out so that you could put both of our cams on the same thing, okay?
Yes, we have.
But you're defeating the purpose of having two of our own independent cams now. What is the purpose of having us both on the same side when you could have us both on different sides?
So this is a very worthwhile interruption to our conversation.
Why do you want us to
you're
be on
fucking
the same
dope.
Side when you could have us both on our independent sides?
Well, Frank, since you don't record your video and I do, I figure it might be useful if both of our fucking dumb faces were recorded in one screen. Does that answer your fucking question?
Well, that means I gotta go on fucking cam, Dick Dean.
Dick what? Is that Herb Dean, referee of the UFC's brother Dick? You fucking dope. Dick Dean. You should always be on cam. Your argument is that
I don't
we
like
have,
being on cam
we have
every
two
day.
Cams as it is. This is going to defeat the purpose. Well, the purpose isn't being full fucking filled if you're not on it. So, what the fuck? Don't worry, you can still put on your little gay fucking Halloween skulls or whatever other fucking thing you want to put on cam in lieu of yourself. But okay. We need something to represent you. Do you
oh,
understand
shit.
That?
I dropped my fucking cam.
Oh, this is a fucking fantastic thing you're doing for us, Frank. Fucking fan goddamn tastic. Son of a bitch. Well, we're on Heroes Talk. That's HeroesTalk.com. This is the DJ New Style Show. You can see me and you can see Frank with his perpetually decorated for Halloween. Fucking, you're getting me sick here. I'm looking at this fucking cam. Can you just put it somewhere?
You ever see people who go on cam and they go on cam like they'll just show like a little bit of their face like this?
Yeah, those are people with fucking self-esteem issues. They really hate like the left side of their face. For example, this is like some average girls on fucking Pal Talk or whatever. They're like this. I really like that joke that you just said. Go to my MySpace. Add me on MySpace. Like the thinnest fucking crescent moon reveal of their face.
Hi. How am I saying?
What are you doing?
I was going to do an impression, but I think it's kind of rude.
Wait. Is this someone we know that you don't you don't have to name?
I don't want to, because he's been very kind, and I don't want to do the impression.
Okay. Well, I mean, you have to give me a clue as to who it is now.
No, I'm not going to. I don't want to.
Why?
Because the person's been very nice, and I don't want to, you know, make fun of the person.
Female?
I said a he. That's all I'm giving you.
Is it a friend of ours? Can you give me fucking something? I need to know.
I don't want to. Do you want to? I don't want to.
And again, you make the funny comment that cam girls have a fucking sliver of their face on cam, and now we have a fucking...
I'm doing it on purpose. Fuck, dick.
Thank you. This is really helping our fucking cause. Really, it is.
I'll get off cam altogether. How you like them apples?
Take on me. Take on me. What's wrong, Frank? I don't understand.
I don't want to hear your awful voice. It goes fucking through me, and I'm not in the mood to hear your fucking whining voice.
Oh, you don't like when I you don't want me to sing?
Yes.
I always feel like somebody's watching me, and I got no privacy. What's going on? Put your headphones back on. You can't hear me talk to you. If you don't have your headphones on, how will you hear me speak to you?
Come on, let's get this over with.
Well, you know, you have to fucking stay on point. Can you please get yourself on the fucking camera?
We were talking
for fuck's
about
sake.
your fucking bachelor party. Let's continue.
Would you please put yourself on the fucking
camera? I'm on it now. What are you going to do, jerk your ding-dong?
Well, we were talking about bachelor parties, and then all of a sudden you decided to, you know, have a common inquiry as far as what
inquiry? I had an inquiry?
Yeah, dick deed. You dumb fucking blubbermouth pudding-tongued fuck. I hope you fucking choke on any word you fucking try to say. You fuck. Anyway, Frank, we were talking about bachelor parties, and then you decided to ask me about the cam, which means that you didn't give a shit about bachelor parties, so I'd love to hear something that you're interested in. What are you into these days?
I said continue.
What are you into these days?
I'm not into anything.
Of course not. So why don't you just fucking go with things I say then?
All right, go ahead.
Since I'm into fucking things and I have fucking ideas and you're a fucking... You go along with them. You fucking... You walk in tow, motherfucker. Oh, God. This is fucking terrible.
This is awful.
You're awful. Your mom. Anyway, so we're going to New York City, Frank. Are you familiar with New York City?
Somewhat.
Well, we're going there. We're going to go to Del Frisco's, have some steaks.
Now, what is Del Frisco's? I've never heard of that place.
It's a restaurant where they have steaks.
Why not just go to, like, Outback Steakhouse or Sizzler or something?
Oh, because we want real steak. We don't want fucking steak that, you know, is taking second billing to a fucking cleverly named chicken dish called the Alice Springs Chicken. And we don't want to top the night off with a fucking Thunder from Down Under chocolate dessert.
Dad, do you have to pay for your own steak?
Well, yeah. Typically, you pay for your own when you go with dudes.
Well, if you're being invited to a party, why would you have to pay for your own steak?
It's a party that we're throwing for him.
Oh, I see.
Have you ever even been to a fucking bachelor party?
Yes, but we never went any place fancy.
Because I know you gave the wonderful story of getting conned out of $1,000 to have somebody piss on somebody that you maybe knew.
I've never gone to a fancy one. It's always been in some kind of like motel or hotel room or something.
So did you hotel, motel, Holiday Inn? Did you model every bachelor party you've ever been to after the movie Bachelor Party?
No.
You just see a really depressed guy trying to kill himself with an electric razor in the bathroom.
We all saw the movie, Cam.
I'm making a reference to it.
Oh, okay.
Do you understand what that is?
Yeah.
Do you know?
I'm surprised you heard of that movie because you weren't even really. You were only 4 years old back then.
Yeah, but I was alive, right? And generally, movies don't go away once they're created. They tend to stick around, and you can see them again. Frank, have you ever seen The Godfather?
That's when Adrian Zmed was the cat's meow, man.
He was in there, man. But the thing is, now what is he doing? He's doing nothing.
Except he was on Teen Idol.
The Teen Idol has-been show.
Do you remember, now you may have been a little too young for this, do you remember a television show called Battle of the Network Stars?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
I do.
Well, there's if you look at old things of Battle of the Network Stars, everybody on there, you know, in other words, they're all has-beens now.
Yes.
You have people who are on there who are just the has-beens, sort of like the daughters from fucking Two Coats for Comfort. You know, where are they now?
Dead. Probably.
No,
I hope a lot of them are.
No.
I bet you a lot of them are.
Daughter from Two Coats for Comfort, the blonde, her name was Sarah.
Okay, you were talking
about Sarah Purcell, I believe, okay?
You were talking about the Battle of the Network Stars, but now we're talking about the Two Coats for Comfort daughters.
I'm talking about somebody who was on there.
Okay.
You have people who were on there, and there's, if you go to old clips or something, you'll see that, you know, people who were at the top of their game, who were so fucking famous back in the mid-70s and early 80s, and now, if you're walking past them in the street, you wouldn't even fucking know who they are.
It's true. They kind of tried to bring that show back, like, in the late 80s, in terms of a circus. They had fucking Circus of the Stars.
Well, they've always had Circus of the Stars.
See, I didn't know.
Even,
I thought that was new in the 80s.
Right. No. That's Circus of the Stars was a complete bore fest.
It was so bad. They had like, and now Tony Dow, and he's gonna lay on a bed of needles.
And no, it was gross about the battle about the Circus of the Stars. They'd wear these leotards, and you'd always see them sweating. So when they lifted their arms, you always see the wet spots.
That bothers you when you see somebody sweat through a shirt?
Right.
So anytime I'm in your fucking your hot box of a fucking office there, I'm disgusting to you.
Right.
I sweat through shirts like you wouldn't even fucking believe. It's disgusting. Well, not now. This is a fresh tea, but give it a minute. Give it a minute.
All right.
Nice walk, a nice drive in a hot car. You know, I'm right through a shirt. It's awesome. The delay is fantastic because I was closing my eyes in disgust, and then I got to see it. I got to see your fucking disgusting burp face. So that was good. We're kind of using up some of the Friday night slot that was supposed to be filled by the What Show. I guess they're not.
Yeah, how come there's no What Show tonight?
They're not doing a show tonight because on Thursday night. They taped a show for XM, Sirius XM.
Why is he saying rest in peace, What Show?
When you say he, can you give a name, please?
Well, his name is Dougie Fresh.
It is. He's saying rest in peace, What Show, because he feels that the What Show is done. I don't. While the argument that ensued after at the end of the recording for the Sirius XM... may be a little bit damaging. I don't think it's going to be a complete disaster. I don't think it's going to be over with entirely. I think there's hope for the What Show. You can hear what they've put together on Sunday night, XM 202, Sirius 197. Now, did you hear any of this? Because they were broadcasting it on Pal Talk, and also we were carrying that feed right here on Hear Us Talk. Did you get to hear any of it?
Yesterday I was out working all day. I couldn't talk. No.
No,
I was
didn't.
Working. I was on the road all day yesterday.
All day, so you didn't get a chance to. Are you going to listen to it Sunday?
Absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, I think they did a very good job. I heard 2/3 of it, and I left work at like 6:15, like I usually do. And I thought I left honestly saying, you know what? They're killing it. They're doing a great fucking job, and it's going to be really, really good. And then I get home. And I get a message from a very despondent Jeff. He just seems, you know, very upset and all that. And I didn't know anything that had gone on. And I knew that after we had recorded the show, I wasn't happy exactly with how everything turned out. So I'm figuring he's going through a little bit of that. But apparently he'd gotten into an argument with Pat. And
what was the argument about?
Drinking.
Was somebody drinking?
Normally, I mean, there's rarely an argument that involves somebody not drinking. If the argument is drinking, somebody's fucking drinking. You're never getting into a fucking friendship-ruining argument because someone refuses to drink alcohol. Fuck you! You gotta drink! Fuckface, you're ruining your life!
So somebody was who was drinking during the show, Jeff?
No, I believe it would be the person that goes by the name of Irish Alky.
Oh.
Jesus. 2 and 2, motherfucker. Put them together. What's on your mind right now? Why are you so distracted?
Nothing.
You have a lot on your plate right now? You got other things on your mind?
Yeah, I got a lot on my mind.
Like what?
Supporting my family.
So are you still playing Mr. Mom right now?
Yep.
Why? Can I ask you why you're clutching your fucking eyebrow? Are you trying to cut off a vein to stop it from pulsing in your head? What's going on? Why are you gripping your face?
You know that lady who died, that actress, Nastasia
yes.
Kinski?
No, I don't know who she is. Who is she?
Some actress died recently skiing or something.
Isn't it Nastasia? Natasha Richardson?
Is that her name?
Yes. What did you say? You said like
Nastasia Kinski.
Nastasia Helsinki or something?
Okay. Anyway, now every time she died because she hit her head and she didn't go to the doctor, so she was bleeding in her head. Is that correct?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Now
every time one of my kids bangs their head, my daughter Kayla has a fit thinking that they're going to die.
Oh, my God. The media, Frank. The media is just an amazing thing. For the world. They create this kind of thing in people like you. So your kids are obviously going to end up like you as far as, you know, overthinking things and checking and doing all that. Have you seen any of your, you know, your insane behaviors in your kids recently?
Yes.
Yeah, you have seen it. What do you do to try and stop this? Because you know it's not a healthy behavior.
Can I be honest with you? I want to be totally frank with you.
Okay. I'm going to be Ken and listen.
All right. In a way, I see my one daughter doing these certain tics, okay? And in one way, I don't want her to do it. But in another way, I find it, like, very cute because she's patterning off of me.
Yeah, that's exactly who you want to emulate. So
right?
I understand what you mean. She's taking after you. However, she's taking none of the good things. She's taking all the habits that you'd wish you could erase from yourself. And
right.
I guess like, there could be the idea that she's taking something from you could be kind of nice and maybe a little reassuring, but it's fucking bad. You don't want her to go through what you went through, do you?
No, I don't.
So what do you do?
She doesn't have the germ phobia. She just does these tics when she gets excited about something. You know, she does.
No, is this?
And I know what she's exactly feeling because sometimes I still do the same thing myself. You know, I don't know. It's just very hard to explain.
Is this the daughter that thinks she's going to get some kind of a brain aneurysm or something?
No, this is a different my
a brain. What is it? A brain hematoma or something like that she died from?
I guess so. I don't know.
Do you ever have that thought now? Do you have those?
I have a thought. You know what I fear of? I fear that, you know, you hear so many people who say that who've had brain aneurysms and they say that they, you know, they had a really bad headache. Next thing you know, they died in their sleep from a brain aneurysm. So that kind of scares me a little bit.
Well, I mean, a brain aneurysm isn't always a deadly thing. I mean, John Olerud was a baseball player who played on, you know, multiple teams. He was on the Blue Jays, the Mets. But he was always known for being the baseball player that would always wear the fucking helmet. And he looked like a complete faggot. But the reason is because he had a brain aneurysm in college. And he didn't want to get hit on the head and die.
They all wear helmets.
But no, not in the field. They don't wear helmets in the field when they're...
I think they should all wear. You know, if
for
I was
what
in
reason?
Little league, if I was in Little League, I you know, when you're in Little League, I you know, like every most kids, you're afraid of getting hit with the ball. If I had a fucking face mask on it, I'd be less afraid to be on Little League.
Well, they
if I had a face mask,
they do sell those for like T-ball kids. But
right, but I'm saying when I was a child.
Yeah, Abner.
Did you play Little League as a kid?
I did, but when you were a child, Abner Doubleday was also a child, so baseball hadn't been invented.
How were you in Little League? Be honest.
I was good. I was actually pretty good, decent hitter.
You're very modest, isn't that correct?
I mean, I'm just telling you. You asked me. I was pretty good.
What position did you play?
It didn't transcend very
well. What position did you play?
Second base. I was a second baseman. I stole a lot of bases.
Did you ever get hit with the ball?
Yeah. I mean, everybody gets hit with the ball.
All right.
You get beaned, you know? You know
why is that all the players that were not good always played right field?
Because, like, when you're, you know, people don't learn how to, like, hit the opposite field, you know, until they're a little bit better. So in Little League, you know, the likelihood that there's going to be a ball going to right field with where everybody mostly bats righty is very slim.
But
so
yet,
nothing's going to come.
Reggie Jackson was a right fielder. And he was a very good baseball player. He had a Kenny bar named after him. Isn't that correct?
He played in the pros. Do you understand? Do you understand the difference between 8-year-olds fucking just swinging at whatever and then fucking pros? Do you understand that? Daryl Strawberry was in right field. And D-Fresh Hookup is saying Babe Ruth. I don't know, Frank.
You know, a lot of people thought that...
Now, are we talking sports? Is this a sports show?
You know what? I'll talk whatever the fuck I want to talk. If
let's
I want
talk
to stop
sports. Talking, let's talk okay. some sports.
No. Listen to me.
Okay, let's do it.
A lot of people think that the candy bar Baby Ruth was named after Babe Ruth, the baseball player, but it really wasn't. It was named after Theodore Roosevelt's child, Baby Ruth.
That's fantastic. As far as candy bars go, Baby Ruth is up there.
Now, did you know that that was named after the Theodore Roosevelt child?
I didn't. I learned something new today, but you know
you
what?
You didn't know that?
I didn't know it, and you know what, Frank?
You thought it was named... Shut up! You thought it was actually named after Babe Ruth, the baseball player?
I didn't think that. I just knew that it was called the Baby Ruth Bar.
Oh, you didn't... Did you think it was named after Babe Ruth, the baseball player?
I mean, it may have been in my head that at one point
okay.
that it
so
could have been...
So you didn't know... All right, somebody who... You didn't know that that was named after Baby Ruth, Theodore Roosevelt's daughter. You didn't know that.
No, Frank.
Okay.
No. Update your resume. You know fucking candy bar trivia. You'll get the next big gig, you dumb fuck. It doesn't
now,
mean anything.
I remember... Keep your mouth shut.
Tell me where a fucking payday came from, fuckface.
No, I'm not wrong, Ed, you fucking pervert.
I like how you had to think of something to call him. Now, Frank, as far as candy bars go, Baby Ruth is easily...
Whatever.
Easily top of the line. Top of the line. Number one, I think, is Baby Ruth. For me, after that, maybe Snickers. I alternate between those two.
Mars Bar is named after the guy. His name was Mars.
Are you fucking even listening to me, you dumb fuck?
No, I just don't think Mars was a guy's last name.
Who gives a fuck who it's named after?
Could I just finish with the Reggie Jackson candy bar for a second, please? I wanted to say something, okay?
Yeah, let's rewind it back to 1974 when it fucking mattered.
Yeah, the Reggie Jackson candy bar came out, I believe it was in 77 or 78 after Reggie Jackson hit 3 home runs in the World Series. The Reggie Jackson candy bar was a round bar with peanuts and nougat.
Yeah.
And it sort of looked like it was an orange wrapping. And it was very tasty, and it was delicious.
Your fucking face when you're really thinking back. I can tell when you time travel in your mind.
Yes.
Literally had the taste on your tongue just then.
I did have a taste on my tongue.
Oh my god! I wish I could do that. I wish I had taste memory where I could just pull fucking tastes out of my mind and just you know. Yeah, that is what Peter Luger.
But you can't taste like. Can you think of like a. A big Whopper, like a Whopper right now, and try and think of or taste of it, or like chocolate milk. Can you taste the chocolate milk in your mouth right now by just thinking about it?
No, I don't think I can. I don't think I have taste memory.
I can. I can do. Like,
you
I can,
live in a fucking great world. Let me tell you.
You can't think of peanut butter right now and what it tastes like.
I know what I'll expect. I don't. I know what it'll. I know it's supposed to taste like. I can't fucking enjoy it. I can't like think of it and be like, yeah, that's what it would taste like. That's gonna be fucking fantastic. Whereas you
like,
have
I
some
could,
kind of fucking, you know,
I could think
direct of, line from your taste buds to your brain.
I could think of a strawberry daiquiri right now, just the taste of it. Like when I taste something, I go like this. You know how wine tasters taste things? I gotta taste things like this.
So you swish it around your mouth and then spit it
I go,
out.
I gotta taste the flavor. I enjoy foods when I stuff them in my mouth. If I have a fresh baked chocolate chip cookie, I like to put the whole cookie in my mouth. That's how I get the full flavor.
You know what?
I don't take
You don't want to leave anything out in the air.
Right. I don't take bites of something. I like to shove everything in my mouth because I get the full flavor like that.
You taste the entire surface area of the cookie.
Right. I don't take bites of anything.
What about a birthday cake?
A birthday cake? Well, birthday cakes, maybe I've discussed this before. What I usually do is I usually eat the first piece very quickly, and then I tell people I didn't get any, and then I give me a second piece, and I eat it.
So wait, this is at an occasion where they're handing out the pre-cut slice.
Right.
Like, now let me ask you something.
At weddings or something, they'll give me the worst is when you go to a fucking wedding, they give you the thinnest fucking slice of cake you could possibly have, okay? So what I do is they give me the cake and put it on my table, and I eat it up real quick before anybody goes to the table. I eat it up real quick. I just shove it in my mouth before anybody else sits down. I just shove it in my mouth, and then I'll say to the guy, "Hey, I didn't get any cake. I didn't get any cake." So he'll give me another piece.
Do you have a distrust when you don't see the cake cut? Because I've been to some occasions where they come out with the cake already sliced. Like, you don't actually see them cut this big cake.
Well, I hate it because I know these whores are taking the cake and slicing it and putting the palm of their hand on the slice as they're putting it in the fucking plate, okay? I don't want somebody's skin oils on my cake.
You got it. You know you do. And you have it twice because you've stolen two pieces.
I also don't like when people lick their fucking fingers after they take the slices, like that.
Yeah. Now, the thing is, usually it's a gigantic cake because there's a lot of
people.
One
time my mother-in-law cut cake, and I wouldn't eat it because she licked her fingers after she cut each slice. I said, I ain't fucking eating this shit.
What if it was your mother, though?
Oh, then I would do it.
See? You never really bonded with your mother-in-law. Now, what I was saying was, when you have a big occasion, the cake is very large. You know goddamn well they're not using every piece. They cut like half the cake into like these tiny paper-thin slices. They hand them out and like, oh, there is no more cake. There is no more cake. And you can't find, like, you know, there's four end pieces and that's it. And they leave the rest in the back and the next one's taken home.
Do you like a lot of cream?
No, I like a middle piece. I don't like icing. If I could have a cake, I would like it without icing. No icing, no fucking sprinkles.
What is your preferred birthday cake filling? First, I will tell you mine. My preferred birthday cake filling is chocolate custard, strawberry and banana mixture in a light vanilla cake with whipped topping. That's my preferred birthday cake. What's yours?
My preferred birthday cake is a yellow cake. That's it.
What do you like for the filling?
No filling. No filling.
Do you prefer buttercream or whipped cream?
I don't want any cream. I don't want any icing. Maybe a little powdered sugar on the top. I just want fucking dry yellow cake. That's all. I don't have a fucking, you know, a mental orgasm like you just demonstrated here over a fucking slice of cake.
You know, they have ice cream nowadays that it's called birthday cake ice cream, where they have chunks of birthday cake in the ice cream. Have you ever heard of this?
Yeah. I've been to an ice cream shop within the last 15 years. Yes.
You know, when I was a kid, we didn't have this.
Yeah, obviously not. You know, they do have a new flavor, ice cream. It's funny that you mentioned this. It's called chocolate. It's an alternative to vanilla and strawberry. Fucking dope. You're a fucking idiot. So we're talking about desserts here now, huh? Now, if you're out to dinner, do you consider the company before you consider the dessert?
I don't know what you mean
by consider,
that.
Do you take into account who you're with before you decide what you're getting for dessert? Or do you have a dessert that's like, I'm getting that, it's dessert time, that's what I get. I get this fucking thing all the time.
I get whatever I want, I don't care.
Yeah?
Have you ever been embarrassed to eat in front of people?
Never. Never. You've accused me of this. You've accused me of being embarrassed to eat in front of you and your wife just this past Saturday, about a week ago.
No, I didn't.
You did. You said, no, you were trying to find out if I was, because you go, no, why didn't you finish your meal? Why? And you did this fucking weird movement that you always do. Why didn't you finish your meal?
That wasn't really my intention. But let me ask you this question. Now,
no, because you were going to branch into that.
You have a girlfriend, correct?
Yes, I do. Her name is Amanda.
The first date you've had with her, were you afraid to eat in front of her?
No. In fact, I ate, you know, I cleaned the plate, and I think I even ate some of hers.
I see.
And nothing has changed. Not since that day. Frank, let me ask you something. What was the first meal that you've had with your wife?
I don't remember that.
Oh, you don't remember that. But I bet you remember your first movie you saw.
Yes, it was Adventures in Babysitting. With Elizabeth Shue.
Was that your pick?
I don't know. It was just a pick.
No. You had a crush on Elizabeth Shue because she was the love interest in Karate Kid.
By the way, Elizabeth
Shue. With your hero, Ralph Goddamn Macchio.
First of all, that wasn't 1990. I think it was like 87. It was summer of 87. The second movie I saw with my wife was La Bamba.
Wow.
La Bamba.
Little Ethnic. Did you think that, did you have any attachment to the music?
No. Did you? Did you like the song La Bamba?
As a kid, Frank, and this is a little embarrassing, as a kid, I loved the song La Bamba to the point where I'm 6 years old and my parents have decided that I was a good enough kid that we can go to Disney World. And everywhere I went, when I was awake, I was singing the La Bamba song. But the problem
Can you
is.
Do a little bit for us now?
The problem is, I only knew the La Bamba! La Bamba! La Bamba! La Bamba! That's all I knew. And I didn't know any more than that. And I didn't stop singing it for the whole week. So I later found a scrapbook that was created by my sister for our vacations. And when I got to that page, it said, La Bamba equals ruined vacation.
Oh my God.
La Bamba equals ruined location. It was written on like a little notebook thing that was taped in there with her tickets and some other thing that she had, like a napkin or whatever. I don't know what it is. I think she got that from my grandmother. Everywhere we go, my grandmother keeps a napkin. I think that's like her big souvenir. Like if there's an Easter meal at somebody's house, she's going to take the napkin with the bunny on it and keep it in her fucking purse. She's like, could you get my glasses out of my purse? I open up the purse. I see fucking Easter. It's just a fucking a grab bag of holiday napkins. Fucking 4th of July.
You know, Easter's coming up.
Sure. That means that napkin's been in there for a fucking year.
Right. And every year, Easter comes around so quickly every year. Every year when we dye Easter, I dye Easter eggs with the children, it always seems like we just did it the week before. It always seems like Easter was just here.
How many times now you've done it? Always. You've done it of just a few years, though. I mean, it's not like you've been at it 20 years now.
Well, I've had children since 1999.
Yeah. So almost 10, you know, 10 years. It's going to be the 10th time.
You know, I took Lukey to the doctors for the first time the other day.
Oh, my
yesterday.
God. Now, why did you do this? Isn't this something that Donna normally does?
No, because Donna is working full time now.
See.
So
I see. So you're Mr. Mom. You had to take him to the doctors.
I had to take Lukey to the doctors.
So what happened? How did it go?
Wait,
first of all, what kind of an appointment was it? Just a checkup,
it
right?
It was called a wellness checkup. He's going to be starting kindergarten next year, so they have to, you know, to do a wellness checkup.
Okay, so what did it entail?
First of all, it entailed. First of all, I love my son so much because he said. First of all, he thought I was going to the doctors. He thought I was the one who was going to the doctors. So anyway, we go in there, and he's got to give a urine sample. Now, first of all, going to the doctors is very difficult for me, period. Okay, there's nothing more frightening than walking to that door and seeing those milk containers with blood samples on the side of the fucking door. I hate that.
And the Dixie cups full of piss.
Yes.
Yes.
Because those milk boxes with the bodily fluids in it, somebody could tamper with that. I don't know why they leave them outside like that. It doesn't make sense.
A fucking vampire is going to go in and just start drinking them.
That's so we go in there, we sit down, and you go in there and there's a sick side and not sick side.
Now, did you hug the wall to avoid the sick side?
No, I made sure I just went right to the clean side. So we
clean side.
Like
the germ can't fucking travel the 8 feet to the clean room and attach itself to some fucking Lincoln Logs that your fucking son's gonna play.
So we sat down. I didn't want him playing with any of the toys that were there because of obvious reasons. So the nurse calls us in. We have to give a urine sample. So I go into the bathroom with him. Now, this is very difficult for me, okay? So I go into the bathroom. I say, Lukey, listen, you got to take a squirt, okay? I'm going to pull your pants down. Do not touch your ding-dong because I don't want any contamination to be touching your ding-dong because we're in a...
Wait a minute. He's giving the urine sample, and you're in there with him.
Yes.
And you told him that he has to take a piss and he has to freehand it at how old? 4 years old?
Five.
There are 16-year-olds who can't master the freehand.
Right, please let me finish.
Holy shit.
I pulled down his pants. I pulled down his underwears. I said, listen. I said, because he was playing with the toy, you know, he was playing with things and touching things out in the waiting room. So I didn't want his dirty, germ-ridden fingers to touch his pee hole. Urethra, because I didn't want to get contamination in his urethra.
Naturally.
So I pulled down his pants and says, don't touch your ding-a-ling. So I took the cup. I says, now start, when I say go, you start pissing in the cup. So he starts pissing in the cup, okay? And he pisses and 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 pisses. So next thing I know, I have overflowing urine all over the back of my fucking hands, okay?
Oh, my God. You didn't tell him to stop?
He couldn't stop. He said, Daddy, I can't stop. Daddy.
What did you do? Did you spin him real quick?
Spin him? I said, stop it. I skimmed him real loud. Stop it, I said. To the point where the nurse wrapped the door. She said, is there a problem?
Well, what did he do? No. He just started pissing everywhere.
So in other words, so we got done, you know, I had to rinse my, now I don't like touching the bathroom sinks, but I had no chores. I had to rinse my hands, wash my hands and whatnot. Okay. I also got some paper towel and I cleaned the floor with my sneaker foot. Okay.
Okay. Sure.
So now you have to give the cup of urine. They have a little turnstile. In other words, in the bathroom, there's like a little turnstile thing.
Like a Lazy Susan type thing.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So you put the cup of urine on there, you turn it, and it'll go to the nurse on the other side of the wall. Now, I didn't want to do this because obviously I didn't want to touch this disgusting turnstile because you know people's piss hands touching this
and
thing.
And not only that, how many have spilled? How many have they knocked over?
And by the way, it was a little wet to begin with.
Okay? Yeah, you're the problem.
So I put it in the turnstile, and I'm looking for something to fucking turn it with. I'm looking for something for protection because I don't want to turn it with my fingers. So I took a piece of Luke. He had He had
rhubarb.
No, he
celery.
Had a.
I'm naming random objects. He had fucking memory.
A piece of cloth in his pocket for some reason. I don't know why. He says, do you have anything in your pocket? So he pulled out this little piece of very, very small piece of lint. I think it was like a lint or something. I don't know what the fuck.
It was like a crumbled up tissue or something.
Something like that, but I think it was crumbled up. You know what it was? It was a wash paper towel. It was paper towel. It was wash.
Ew.
So I took the paper towel, and I turned it with the paper towel. So... then we went outside and we waited a little more and then we went back then they did the test and then we went into the waiting room. Then they called us back in again and the nurse said to Lukey, take off your pants and underwears. Just take off your pants. And Lukey was so embarrassed, he didn't want to take his pants off in front of a woman, so he kept taking his undershirt and pulling it all the way down to his knees
because
he didn't want the nurse to see his little ding dong. And then we went on with the procedure, but it was very stressful for me
at least he didn't have to get any shots or anything like that. That's good.
He had to get 3 shots.
How did he go? How did that go with him?
Okay. He didn't cry at all, but you could tell that the second and third one, he really hurt. He had to get like, polios or whatever kind of vaccinations
you
get
before. Like some kind of a booster shot where it's like 17 fucking chemicals.
So, So I felt bad for him because you could see he was like tightening up and whatnot.
Oh, he was clenching.
And, right. So then on the way out, we were walking to the car, and Luke banged his head on the side of the mirror of a car next to us, and he started crying.
Oh, man. That is probably the best story ever. I don't know what it is. Little kids and old people, when they get harmed, to me, it's fucking hilarious. It really is a very fucking amusing thing to see kids and the elderly hurt themselves. As long as they survive. I don't necessarily want to see an old person break a hip or anything like that. I don't want to see a kid, you know, lose an arm in a fucking saw. But, you know, if they bash their head into a Nissan, you know, it's fucking funny. I would have loved to have seen that. You didn't get any video at all. I mean, I know you couldn't have caught the
set. I'm not going to take video in. And this was the first time I ever took any of my kids to the doctors. The first time ever.
Yeah, I think you went into it a little bit nuts. Did he play with any of the toys in the waiting room?
No, I didn't.
You forbid him.
Well, I told him not to, but obviously, you know, he touched it anyway.
He's done it before. That's the thing. He's done it before you even took him.
And I
like
says,
when Donna takes him, he probably plays with all the shit there.
And I says, don't touch your face, don't touch your hair, because the more body parts he touches, the more when he goes home he'll have to wash. See?
Now we spoke about when we met up and went to the city a little bit. That kind of thing you just said, how the parts of the body you'll have to wash are proportional equally to the parts of your body you've touched on public things. When we were on the train, Donna sat down and grabbed one of the hand strap things or the railing.
The bar. No, she grabbed the bar.
She grabbed the bar, and you yelled at her.
Yes.
And she goes, what am I going to do? I'm going to fall. No, you just stand like me. And you just fucking stand.
You open
there.
Your legs apart and you stand.
You didn't even touch onto a pole. You didn't hang on to anything.
No, I don't touch anything.
And then eventually you backed up and started leaning into something. I saw it. You're not that fucking amazing at balancing your weight. I was so hoping they would throw you into the double doors, though. I was really hoping. Or that you'd fall down and have to accidentally rub your cheek on that
piss
and AIDS.
We were in the caboose of the train.
Yeah, we were in the very last car of the train. Yeah.
And I never did that before. I was never in the last caboose car of a train.
I was in an airport tram, or I don't know if that counts, but I mean, as far as the subway goes, no, never.
Okay.
So it was pretty cool to see through the window as
you were
going.
Now, isn't it kind of frightening to look out the back window and just see the darkness of the track behind you?
Yeah, you see every fucking horror movie ever that was that involves a train. That and Ghostbusters 2. You see all these fucking terrible movies, they're walking down the track, they hear, did you hear that? Did you hear that? And all of a sudden, fucking train zips by. So you just think of yourself, like, how would I fucking survive if I was in there? How would I do that? Would you even make it? How long do you think you would fucking live? I think you would be paralyzed with fear to the point...
I'd get lost trying to find the opening again.
I think that's pretty impossible. I think that's relatively impossible when you're following a fucking track.
Right, but there's different tracks that go in different directions. There's different breaks. There's different paths.
But the thing is, you'd find an opening.
I guess eventually. I'd be okay as long as there was, you know, side rooms so that I could walk. Like, you know when you go through the Holland and Lincoln Tunnel, there's, like, these little platforms where you could, like, walk on the side.
Yeah, you were saying that you were reading the sign that says, in the event that the train is stopped, do not leave the train, which is common sense. You said, I would just get off the train and walk. I said, Frank, you would be killed. I would walk on the side. I said, what side? Look out the window on the side. We're like 6 inches away from the fucking side.
Now, let me ask you a question. We had to take a taxi cab, okay?
Yes, we did.
And I noticed that you do something that I do. You make conversation with the taxi driver.
I think it's nice to do that, and it passes the time.
Yes.
You know, how many times do you think they drive people, they just get in the back, they say their fucking intersection they want to go, you know,
right.
57th and 8th.
This is what I want to ask you, though.
And
do
that's
you really
it. What I'm asking... Hey, fuck you! I'm explaining something. Don't fucking jump in when I'm speaking. You fucking piece of shit. I can't even fucking... I can't act like that. No, but the thing is, Frank, a lot of the people just get in, they say where they want to go, and then that's it. They look at the fucking magazine, they sit there, they fucking, they don't talk to these people.
Right.
If I'm a cab driver, I'm going to want to make a little bit of conversation every now and then.
That's where I think you're wrong, because I think that they don't want to talk to anybody.
I don't think they want.
Because when we had their conversations with them, it felt like they were forced to talk to us. I don't really think they wanted to talk to us.
Well, that's true, too. And I think that's part of the appeal. I'm not exactly, speaking about things that I'm heavily interested in. I mean, usually icebreaker is, so, you busy tonight? Like, I could give a shit if the guy did, just move 20 people or no one. Yeah. It's pretty busy. No, it's not busy. Yeah, it looks like it. So, what do you think of, and then just random thing, like, do you like pimentos? Or like anything. Basically, chatting to a fucking taxi driver is like, talking to somebody on Omegle.com, where you speak with strangers. To me, they're a faceless nobody that I'll never see ever again. So I can say anything I want to them, as long as it's not an insult to some fucking country that follows the Quran. What the fuck are you doing?
My hands smelled.
You sniffing your hands?
It smells like some kind of herb.
Now, can you explain that you had an ass problem? That's correct. You have an anal fissure.
Right. We discussed this on the last show.
That's true. Have you figured out how to shit with it yet?
Well, what I do is I slap myself in the face every time I take a dump. This way, when I slap myself in the face, it takes the pain away from my anus.
And don't you have to spread a little bit?
Well, I have to open my ass cheeks.
And you do that with what?
My hands.
Oh, you mean the hands you were just sniffing that smelled like herbs? Herbs and spices? I didn't know that you bleed original recipe.
That's
you
something
fuck.
I'm glad you brought up, okay? I noticed. Let me tell you a little
You're
bit.
You're sniffing your fucking hands.
Let me tell you something. When I was a kid, there used to be a fast food place called Kentucky Fried Chicken. Now, let me finish before you say it's still around. Let me finish, okay? Before you put your 2 cents in. Now, within the last 15 years or so, Kentucky Fried Chicken started calling themselves KFC.
You don't say. They
didn't want to be affiliated with the whole fried chicken thing, okay? Because fried's bad. However, lately, I've been seeing commercials where they're going back and calling it Kentucky Fried Chicken. And not only that, but they're showing the bucket and focusing in on Kentucky Fried Chicken. Have you noticed this?
You know, we have two wars going on. Do you understand? Do you understand we're in the worst economy ever? We have fucking 8% unemployment, and the biggest concern to you is that fast food chain is flip-flopping on their fucking image?
Have you
Is that really
that
it?
Have you noticed that they're starting to call themselves Kentucky Fried Chicken again? Have you noticed that?
No.
Well, next time you see the commercial, notice that they're calling themselves Kentucky Fried Chicken. And if you look at the bucket, you'll see that the camera will focus in on the bucket that says Kentucky Fried Chicken. Look at that next time. Look at it.
Is that your favorite fried chicken?
No, I don't.
It's horrible.
I don't like,
it's dry and it's fucking shitty.
I don't like skin. I don't like chicken skin.
Oh, you are out
of
your mind.
I won't eat Kentucky Fried Chicken because it's got the skin on it.
Why won't you don't like chicken skin at all? On anything.
No.
Not just fried chicken, like on a baked chicken?
I don't like skin on sausage or
on
hot
what?
Dogs or chicken or anything.
What?
Well, when I eat
hot dogs.
When I eat sausage, my wife peels the skin off of it.
Why isn't she skinless?
I eat skinless hot dogs.
Skinless what?
I don't like the skin. Skinless hot dogs. I don't like the skin. I don't like when you take a bite of a hot dog and you hear a snap. I don't like that because it means the skin's too thick. I don't like thick skin.
You need the snap. You need the snap. I need skin on the hot dog.
No, I don't like skin. I like no skin. Because you have skin, it's a very good chance you can choke on it as well. That's why they want children to have skinless hot dogs.
Are you a child?
No, but I behave like one.
You do. And you fucking have the same thought patterns as one. It's a
you
fucking
once
mess.
Said that I was dumb as a stump. Isn't
you
that
are
correct?
Dumb as a fucking stump.
Now, the
most passionate thing you've said was... are you aware that KFC is going back to call themselves Kentucky Fried Chicken? Are you aware of this? You're fucking out of your mind. And then you don't even answer, what kind of fried chicken you like, because there's no skinless fried chicken. As if anybody would be that stupid to market something like that. KFC, I have to say, I picture a very dry fucking piece of chicken with that fucking that skin inside below the skin, below the breading and all that shit. Very juicy, very
you
nice.
You like dark meat?
But yeah, okay, fine. I'll forfeit my fucking thought so that I can
I thought you were done.
Question.
Go ahead.
No, it's okay. Yes, I enjoy dark meat.
No, go ahead. I thought you were done with your point. Go ahead.
No, I enjoy dark meat. Why?
No, finish your thought.
It's gone now, Frank. It's fucking gone.
All right, so is mine.
That was well worth it then. Thank you for doing that.
You're welcome.
Thank you. That was a very, very fucking brilliant point.
Hey, fuckface, finish your point.
The point you fucking... You actually took the point and fucking threw it in front of a goddamn train.
Fuck. Right, I think we're done here.
No, I don't think we're done here. I need to fucking yell at you. I need to fucking berate you for fucking...
It's very rare for Ken, DJ New Style, to...
Do you like diet soda? Do you like diet soda?
It's very rare for you to be on here on a Friday night, because usually on a Friday... you're with your chick. Isn't that correct?
Excuse me?
Usually on a Friday night, you're with your chick. Isn't that correct?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Usually on a Friday night, either you drive to her house or she drives to your house, and usually only on the internet chat room via text. Isn't that correct?
Why, yes, Gilbert Gottfried. Why don't you fucking open your eyes? Why are you talking like you're fucking picturing an imaginary world?
This is my impression of DJ New Style. You're talking to a fucking sign!
Ass!
You're an asshole!
You're an asshole!
All right. How much longer, buddy?
We're gonna go the full into 1:30. We're gonna fill the watch.
Fuck that. No way, dude. I'm not doing that. No.
You know why we're gonna
I'll give it to 11:30, then I'm done.
Why?
Because I got a lot of work to do.
But Frank, we're just starting to get on fire.
VA Messenger, can he call?
You know what? Yeah, I think he can. Hold on a second. Let me get that set up. I didn't have that actually. That wasn't even a thought in my mind that we would need to do that. VA Messenger, just give me a second, boy. Give me a second, buddy.
You know, a lot of people don't know VA Messenger is originally from the state of Tennessee, but now he resides in Virginia.
Is he on cam? And is he in Pal Talk on cam? Because if he is, I could put him on our fucking...
He's not thing. On cam.
Well, fuck him then. Fuck him in his face. VMS, sir, anytime you're ready, 316-768-4472. This is just a very relaxed, unprepared for test edition.
Very unprepared for.
Test edition of the DJ New Style Show. Really what we're doing is we're testing out this new video format that we have going on. We're going to need a different way to do it. But I like how the product looks. I mean, it's a little slow, it's a little grainy. But once we get that and the delay ironed out, then it'll be pretty good. I think it'll be pretty good. Where the fuck is VA Messenger? He's talking all this hot shit that he wants to call in. Maybe he's looking for another homeless man to rob. I don't know. Oh, he's working on getting his cam up. Look at this. Look at this. Let's get this fucking ski bum looking motherfucker on our cam. Just so we can see who we're talking to. Be nice about that. Where the fuck is it? Oops. My bad. Yeah, his cam is loading, and so everything is fucking loading.
Oh, looks like he got a haircut. He looks good, man.
I don't see him.
He looks good. He looks very good. Hey, I've never seen him with such short hair before.
Tell him to restart his fucking cam, because it's not working.
I can see it. You don't want the problem, Ken.
Oh, are you broadcasting the video, Frank? Because that's awesome, if you could do it. Oh, you're not doing that. That's right, I forgot. You dumb fuck. I don't know why I'm so mean to you, Frank. Do you have any idea why?
Because I'm a very easy target.
I'm an easy target.
You know, I would wonder what it would take for VA Messenger to shave his beard.
Beard. I wonder how long he's had it.
I wonder if it smells.
You really think it wouldn't smell?
I don't know. I'm just wondering if it
smells.
Honestly,
it's gotta stink. I think it has to smell. Things gotta be fucking rank. Probably, you know what do you think it smells like, though? That's the fucking question.
It probably just smells like alcohol, beer, or whatever.
I would say like fucking like rutabaga or something.
Rutabaga.
Yeah, it's something fucked up.
Maybe it smells like grits because he lives down there.
I see no number coming up. Call again, Wes. Sorry, I fucked up there. Let's see.
Apparently, Ken doesn't know how to use a phone.
You know what, Frank? You're a fucking douchebag. I'm doing everything. You do nothing but sit there with your fucking eyes closed the entire fucking show. Here we go. Here we go. You're on the DJ New Style Show with Germ Freak. Who's this? Yeah. Fantastic. Thank you, VA Messenger.
Wow, you're awful, Ken.
I'm awful. Oh, wait. Hold on. I think I fucked it up. Doesn't matter.
Fucked it up twice.
You know, honestly, listen to me. Where is he calling? Is he calling again? Does it matter if he calls?
Yeah, it does. I mean, the guy's taking his time to call.
I appreciate it, though. I do. Believe me. Here he goes. Hold on. 316-768-4472. You're on the DJ New Style Show with Germ Freak. Who's this? Nobody.
Awesome. Well, he's not on the phone now.
Well, that's good. It's a fantastic thing. I love it. Yeah.
It kept ringing, he said.
Yeah. All right. I think we're done. We are done.
All right.
It was a very good test. Thank you very much. Hey, Frank, fuck you.
He's calling one more time. Let me give him one more time.
No, we're done.
All right.
Oh, hold on. Yeah, are you there, VA Master? How are you?
Oh, hey, you guys. What's up?
Oh, hey. How are you?
I'm three times a charm.
What's up?
Yeah, you asked what my beard smells like.
I didn't. Frank wanted to know.
I've shaved my beard. The only time I ever shave my beard is when I have to wear a respirator for work. When I do asbestos work, I have to shave my beard because I have to wear a respirator.
Ah.
Let me ask you a question. Yeah. How long have you had your beard for?
Since I was probably about 16.
How come you decided to shave your head?
I shaved my head in the summer. It gets hot.
You look pretty good. You look good with a shaved head. I'm not going to be honest with you. You look a different person. You're very clean cut. And you got a full head of hair too. You can see your line, your hairline.
You're a fucking faggot.
Hey, faggot. Hold on.
No, Frank is. Not you, Wes. Frank is. Naturally. Yeah, naturally, Frank is.
Yeah, of course he is.
You're the
one who fucking open kissed me the other night, Wes, on the cheek.
Whatever. You're the one who fucking wanted it.
I didn't want it.
Oh, he wanted it. Don't he fucking...
It's the first time a guy ever licked my cheek.
Ew.
Were you drunk that night, Wes? Wesley, were you drunk?
The question is, were you sober? Fucking, he's always...
Is your first name actually Wesley?
Wesley, not Wesley.
Like Wesley John. Snipes?
What?
My first name is John.
So where does Wes come from?
My middle name is Wesley.
Like Wesley Snipes.
Did you have a British butler?
No, I'm not black. My name is not Wesley Snipes. It's John Wesley.
J.W.
I'm named after the founder of the Methodist Church.
I see.
Are you Methodist?
Am I what?
Methodist.
No, I'm Presbyterian.
So that's why you were named after the founder of the Methodist Church. That doesn't make sense to me, but anyway.
My parents are retarded. But I'm also named after a Wild West, John Wesley Hardin, who's a Wild West gunslinger who was a total killer.
Are you a total killer?
I throw plants, apparently.
You're a heartless fuck, I mean, but are you a total killer?
Yeah, I don't care about homeless people, I'm sorry.
One day, you'll stop looking like one.
Let me ask you a question, Wesley.
Yes, Frank. Okay, ask away.
What is it about living in Virginia that you love so much?
I have a nice company here, and I make a decent living. And that's the only reason I'm here.
Now, you grew up a rich kid, isn't that correct?
Yes, I did.
How do you feel about that?
It was great. I bought my first car. I bought my first car at fucking 25. So, what's not to like about that?
Wes, have you lost your virginity yet?
Yeah. Where's this coming from?
It's going nowhere.
Thank you, Frank. I appreciate it.
Jesus Christ.
Wes, have you ever had Vienna fingers?
Frank, have you ever had chicken fingers? What the fuck, seriously?
You're fucking Wes, out of your mind.
Wes, I'm surprised you're not at a bar on a Friday night.
I was hoping to hear a what show, but that isn't happening.
I fell through, buddy. I fell through. Just a little bit.
Wes, who cleaned your apartment, Wes?
I cleaned my apartment.
How often do you clean your apartment?
Please answer the question!
How often do you clean your apartment?
Don't fuck with us, Wes!
Well, I used to have a girlfriend who ran a cleaning company, and if her apartments fell through, she cleaned my apartment for me.
Did she also read the numbers for the lotto in New Jersey? Was her name Yolanda?
Yolanda Vega.
Her name was D'Angela. She was a fucking
D'Angela.
Wesley, how old a gentleman?
Where's
are you?
Mona? And
Wesley,
Jonathan.
How old a gentleman are you?
I'll be. You know, it's funny you say that. I'll be 32 on Monday.
Holy shit! You're almost as old as Frank.
Now let me ask you a question. Have you ever been close to marriage?
Listen to me. My birthday is Monday.
I heard you. Have you ever been close to marriage?
We all know they don't have birthdays in the woods.
All right. I don't know. I think we're done.
Just fucking... keep with the questions, you fuck.
How many fucking things I gotta do here? I'm doing that. I'm running the whole fucking thing.
It's questions.
No, it's not questions.
Yeah, it is, motherfucker.
I'm not in the mood for questions.
Yeah, it is. Well, if you hear the song... Wes! Answer me. If you hear the song, will you be in the mood?
No.
You sure about this? Wes. Frank, I'm looking at the clock. I'm looking at the clock, and some people's clocks say 11:25, but mine says...
It's question time!
Oh, it's that part of the show, ladies and gents, where Frank, who is a bald fuck, will ask our caller, Jonathan Wesley, who was named after the Satanist church. I don't know what the fuck...
Ken, shut your trap. Jonathan JW, listen
Wesley.
To me. I want
what
these...
Question time! Phone? Question
Quick,
time.
Answer them quickly. Don't bore us with jibber jabber, please.
Okay, Mr. T.
Okay?
Okay.
Frank doesn't pity
favorite?
You if you're a fool.
Ken, shut your fucking face, Ken.
Fuck you, Frank.
Wesley, what is your favorite breakfast cereal?
That would have to be Honey Nut Cheerios.
Please answer the following question. How do you like your eggs?
Over easy.
Please answer the following question. What type of bread do you utilize most often?
Wheat.
Do you dunk the bread in the egg?
In the what?
No.
Egg. Let me ask you a question. How do you like your burgers?
Your what?
Your burgers.
Well done.
Let me ask you a question. Do you like lettuce and tomato on your burger?
Your burger.
Yes.
What's the last meal you cooked for yourself?
I don't cook.
Sheep stomach.
What is the last... Listen to me. What is the last meal you cooked for yourself? Be it breakfast, lunch, or dinner. What is the last meal you fixed for yourself?
What is your problem? I don't cook.
I'm sure you've heated stuff up in the fucking microwave, haven't you?
It's all to-go food from my bar, and I heat it up in the fucking oven.
What is the last meal you've eaten?
A Philly cheesesteak.
Did you order onions on it?
No.
Was it whiz cheese or sliced melted cheese?
Listen, I'm not going to stand for this new style.
I'm sorry.
I asked the question.
I'm sorry. I wanted to help. Can't I just help you for once?
Please answer the following question.
You never let me help you anymore, Frank.
Was
you
there
never
peppers
let me
on
help
it?
You. It's not fair.
Was there peppers on it?
No.
Was it in a long roll or a round roll?
It's a fucking roll. It's a fucking silly roll.
Was it in a long roll or a round roll?
Long roll. Jesus.
Did you eat the whole sandwich?
No, I ate half of it and I ate the other half the next day.
What beverage did you consume while you were eating a sandwich?
PBR.
Could you, you know what, I'm not here, I'm hearing you very faintly. Could you please talk louder or fix your microphone, please?
No, I got it.
My microphone? You mean my telephone?
Yes. Wes, please answer the following question. Wes, people want to know about you because you're very much a mystery to a lot of people, all right? Have you ever killed an animal?
Yes.
Okay, please answer the following question, and don't hesitate, don't hold back, okay? Have you ever done anything that would be considered nowadays, how do I put this?
Gay.
Yes, I threw a homeless man's plant over a fence.
No. Frank, he doesn't know what you mean by gay. He doesn't know. He's not cooperating. Frank, he's not cooperating. How are you going to settle him down, Frank?
Wes, have you ever had a sword fight with another guy?
Have I had a what with a dude?
A sword fight.
Yeah, when I was a kid, yeah. I used to pee with my best friend.
You used to what?
I used to pee with my best friend.
Pee, like, on each other?
Pee. So you've had sword fight. Your dick has touched another person's dick.
Yeah, sword fights are not just like...
No.
Like, I don't know about you, but if I'm going to, you know, have a sword fight with somebody, I'm going to make sure there's some fucking contact. I'm not just going to say, hey, look at my sword, look at your sword. No, we're going to fight, motherfucker. There's going to be some slap action. I don't know if some drops will spill out.
Please, Ken.
I don't know if some drops... You never let me help you out, Frank. You never let me help you out. It's not fair.
Wes, did you ever stir your baked beans with your dick?
No, why would I do that? It's gross.
All right. Listen to me. Wesley, I want to ask you the following question. Be honest with me, all right? Did you ever accidentally get shit on your hand while wiping your A's?
No.
That's a fucking lie. Ken, have you?
Yes, of course.
We all have! Don't deny it!
You know when it happens is when you have the clump of toilet paper, but it's not entirely clumped, and it's maybe shaped like a horseshoe. Sometimes it gets all over your fucking hand.
Wait, Ken, let me ask you this.
DJ Rob, it's almost over, DJ Rob. So you will stay here.
Let me answer questions.
We're asking the fucking questions!
Wesley, right, have you ever fucked a girl and make her call you Paul Bunyan?
No, why would I do that?
I'm asking you. I'm just getting feedback. Listen to me, Wesley. I'm going to ask you this question. I want you to be honest with me. Have you ever mopped the floor?
Yeah.
Did you ever play gay Hatfields and gay McCoys with your friends?
No, I've never done that before. That'd be some good roleplay, though.
Did you ever purposely brush past a female just so you could feel her against your body?
Yeah.
I think everybody's done that.
I see.
Like, you've communicated the fact that in a bar, you know, it's packed. You have to make the decision of where you're going
to
rub yourself.
I did that to Barb this past weekend. What are you talking about?
And sometimes, you know, you got to be nice with it. You don't fucking just jam it in there if there's nobody around, and all of a sudden you're just fucking wiping it on them. Woo, motherfucker! if there's an excuse, it's maybe passable, but you can't get in there too deep. Where are you, Frank?
Where'd you go?
I can't see you.
Where did he go?
Nobody sees
Wes,
you.
He's
sucking his own dick right now.
Wesley.
Have you ever tried to suck your own dick, Wes?
No.
Wesley.
You're such a fucking liar. You are exactly the type of person who would. You know, bored in the log cabin your grampy built. No TV.
My penis is too small. I can't try and suck my own dick. I already realized that.
Well, no, you can try. Doesn't mean you can't.
No, I don't want
to
break.
For example, I'm 5'10". I'm not able to dunk. I sure as fuck tried.
Frank,
where are you? We can't see you.
I'm here.
We don't see you.
Where are you, Frank?
Wes, have you ever referred to vegetables as veggies?
Frank, where are you?
I'm right here.
I don't see you.
Here. See?
Frank, listen to me.
All right.
Okay.
I think
we're
just about...
Frank, listen to me.
Well, I think we're done.
Take me on.
I think we've done all we could do in this impromptu session.
Take on me.
Take on me.
Take on. It to say. Sing along, Frank. I'm odds and ends, but... Come on. Put your headphones back on. How can you hear us?
Frank, where are you? Ask me some more questions, Frank.
Could you hold on a second, please? I have to fix my computer.
What happened?
What'd you do? Why'd you break your computer? Jerk off on it? What happened?
No, I don't do that. Maybe you did.
I didn't jerk off on your computer. Oh, shit. Spill the beer. Oops.
Frank, is it gay to wear shorts?
Jorts or shorts?
Shorts.
Jorts are gay.
Jorts are gay. Too bad it's people like you that invented them accidentally while climbing over a fucking, you know, broken chain link.
Right.
Oh, shit. I spilled my beer. That's not good.
I'd like to refer to Butt Monkey in the Heroes Talk chat room. He says that good cover of that song. That's awesome. Thanks for hanging on every single word, watching everything that we do. I appreciate it. Maybe you can wear the clothes you wear during whatever it is you do and rake my leaves, because it would be absolutely appropriate for that, you fucking paunch-bellied bald fuck.
What are you talking about?
Or you fucking chambers in a fucking fishing boat living... Line ripping on a fucking chat room webcam, fucking drunk cock.
Who are you talking about?
I'm talking to all these people.
Oh, all right. Well,
they're not talking about me. That's very rude.
Are we done with the test,
Frank? I don't see you, so this is not a
Frank,
suitable
where are
test.
You? Frank, I don't
I'm,
see
I'm
you.
I'm fixing my fucking computer. Hold on a second.
Oh, okay.
I'm trying to retrieve
Frank,
something. So please.
I just spilled a beer on my table, and yet I went out and got a fucking paper towel. And you're still hiding somewhere. Are you afraid of me, Frank?
I'm right here, ding dong.
Frank, do you realize we did no promotion for this whatsoever, and there's 18 people listening to this?
Yeah, they must be...
But the thing is, a lot of people that I've heard of that use Ustream, they do tons of promotion and tell a lot of people to listen, and then like half this amount of people shows up to see them. This is pretty good. It's amazing, actually.
I'm looking for some. I'm trying to retrieve something. Okay?
What are you trying to retrieve?
Please give me a moment of time.
No. Okay. I want to know what you're doing right now.
All right. Listen, Wes, I'd like to ask you questions. Please.
I know. Ask me questions.
No, answer them very... Listen. These are going to be very quickly. I don't want I don't want fucking you to go on forever, okay? I want one-word answers. One-word answers.
He's filing these answers, by the way.
I've answered yes or no every question you give me.
Do you ever wear cologne?
No.
What is the last food you've eaten?
Is she piss a cologne?
All right, Ken, if you're going to interrupt me, I'm not going to do it.
Okay, fine.
Wait, what was the last food I've eaten?
Yes.
It was a fucking Philly cheesesteak.
Do you wash your car? Do you get it done at a professional car wash?
I pay people to do it because I'm rich.
Are you wearing socks right now?
Yes.
Really?
Are you a good speller?
Yes.
Do you buy lottery or Powerball tickets?
I buy Mega Millions.
Okay.
So then you buy lottery tickets.
What is your favorite fruity scent?
My favorite what?
Fruity scent.
Vanilla. It's not fruity, but it's vanilla.
Okay, I asked you what your favorite fruity scent was. I didn't ask for a fucking herb.
Fucking vanilla, you asshole. I don't need fruity scent. I buy vanilla.
Have you ever had a family member serve time in jail?
No.
What's your favorite brand of frozen pizza?
Pappy's.
Totino's.
What is the longest amount of time you have you've slept at once?
That I slept?
Gracefully
probably,
asked.
Shit. 24 hours?
What is Holy the longest shit. Amount of time that you did not sleep?
56 hours?
Whoa, he beat you! He beat you, Frank! Suck a dick! Your record is nothing.
Have you ever snorted cocaine?
Suck a dick, Frank. 56 hours, asshole.
Yeah. Have you ever snorted cocaine?
Hold on, Frank. All you gotta do, ask
Frank, how long have you been awake in a row?
The longest I've been awake is 52 hours.
Oh, looks like you're the loser today then.
Ask Alki. Alki will tell you, 56 hours. So suck a dick, Frank.
I have just a couple more questions so we can wrap this disaster up. What is the what is the longest amount of time that you have not slept?
He just fucking said it, you dick.
56 hours, dick.
Okay.
56 hours.
All right.
56,209,000.
Would you risk your life to save someone else's?
Would I do what?
Would you risk your life to save someone else's?
Who is it?
Spandy Man.
I'm not going to risk my life to save yours.
You're not playing this game correctly. Okay, and I'm getting bored.
You're being vague, Frank. You're being vague and you're being glib.
No, I'm not.
You're being glib.
That's a random
I want
question.
Word one answers. You could have said maybe.
No, I'm going to say yes or no. But it depends who it is. I'm not going to risk my life for you, but I maybe can.
Nice! Suck it, Frank. You're dead, now I'm alive. And Wes is dead, too. Right. Nice! I outlived all of you.
How much longer is this test, Ken?
It's got to go to 1:30.
No,
ask me another question, Frank.
You gotta have some more questions. I'll step up and do them.
What is the Do you have any gay friends?
Are you his friend?
E equals MC squared.
All right, you can.
Here are my questions, Wes. Lubricant, purchased from a store or produced from your mouth? Anus, vagina, or mouth?
Vagina.
So you have a vagina. Nice.
I have no idea what the question was.
The question was, which of your holes is your favorite? I'm sorry, I didn't ask it right. But thank you for your answer of vagina. Okay. Let's say that you're gay. Would you suck a dick, jerk a guy off twice, or take it in the ass on the first day? And remember, you have to pick one.
Wait, if I was gay, would I do what now?
You're out on a date with Frank. Would you jerk him off, suck his dick, or fuck him in the ass?
I jerk him off with a dirty hand.
Oh man, that's the ultimate revenge. I don't know, Frank. That might be you might like that. Okay, now which movie would it be? Would it be a romantic comedy, a horror film, or a comic book movie?
It'd be a horror film, because I'm not going to watch a romantic comedy ever.
You're jerking off another guy while watching a fucking slasher film. You're probably the worst example of a human being I've ever heard of.
Of course. It'd be the part where they're just killing somebody and like, yeah, you want me to jerk you off, Frank? Here we go, let's go.
Now, you and Frank are fresh, on the date. This is your first date. The relationship is young. Do you eat the meal before the movie or after?
Before.
Which restaurant?
I don't know. I'm not...
Judging from your beer can and your stained t-shirt, I'm guessing, Frank, you're going to have to be good with Denny's. And you're also going to have to be good with paying.
Golden Corral. How about that?
Golden Corral, there you go. The $10 fucking all-you-can-eat seafood. Yeah,
they got a fucking buffet, man. They got steak and shit on the buffet now.
That's true. They do. I'm sure it's the best quality. Maybe, maybe you should have the bachelor party over there, Golden Corral.
Can Frank ask me questions again? Because I like that when Frank asks me questions.
I know. I'm doing my best. He's sitting there in a catatonic fucking state wearing a jacket and stuff.
How much more do I have to carry on this fucking show, dude?
I didn't know that you were carrying it.
Okay, I carry it.
Are you carrying this?
When did you start carrying the show, Frank?
All the time. Listen, I have questions for you, and I want to answer them. But
what? You want to answer them?
But when you go on forever, it bores me, and it bores the crowd. Okay? If you...
Quick and snappy answers, Wes. Quick and snappy.
Because I get bored very easily.
I'm already quick. It's one word answers. Come on, Frank. Okay. Ask questions.
Did you ever throw a javelin?
No.
Do you drool when you sleep?
No.
Did you ever break a bone?
Yes.
What brand of sneakers do you own?
I own North Face.
Okay, you see, I want the name of the fucking brand.
North Face, asshole.
I will repeat the question over again, and you will answer it properly. Please.
North Face sneakers, asshole.
No, I didn't ask for pronouns.
It's a brand name, North Face.
What? All right, keep your mouth shut. What font do you utilize most often?
Wait, what do I like often?
Font,
fuckface. What font?
Font.
Don't jerk us off. What font?
Did you ever ride a motorcycle?
Come on, Wes.
Wes, you fuck.
We're done fucking around here. What fucking motorcycle
have you ridden? A motorcycle, fuckface.
Wait, what?
You know what? This isn't right.
You know what? Yeah, you know what? He's too fucking dumb to do this, Frank. You know what I mean? He's too fucking stupid to answer a question.
Have you ever driven a motorcycle?
Have I ever what?
This fucking piece of shit.
Have I ever owned a motorcycle?
Driven one, dick!
Yes. No, I've never owned a motorcycle.
Have you ever driven one, you fuckface dick god?
Dick god?
Yes, I have.
You called him a dick god?
Listen to
Wait,
me.
I've ridden a Kawasaki and Wes, a fucking Honda.
Wes, keep your fucking mouth shut and just answer the question. Have you ever baked a cake?
Yeah, of course.
What utensil do you use more often, a spoon or a knife?
I would say knife.
Okay. have you ever kicked someone on purpose?
Yes.
Did you ever get into an argument with a store employee?
Of course.
Naturally.
Did you ever purposely push a shopping cart into something?
Yes.
Do you ever use hand lotion?
Yes.
Do you wear a watch?
No.
Has anyone ever slapped you in the face?
Yes.
Do you usually watch movies at home with the lights on or off?
On.
Really?
Did you ever have a crush on someone and regret never telling her or him?
No. Fuck you and fucking you're him. No.
Did you ever hold one of your nostrils closed and blow out the other one?
Yes, it's called a snot rocket.
Okay, I didn't ask for your quick little quips and sarcastic comments.
Don't fucking come back at him and expand unless the man asks you to expand on it.
Wes, did you ever rinse... You fuck.
Son of a bitch!
Like I've never done a snot rocket before.
Son of
a.
Hey! I don't need your fucking life history! Fuck you!
Nobody cares about your 2 cents! Listen to me!
Son of a bitch!
Answer the question, you fuck! You should be privileged that I'm asking you these questions. Wesley!
Another question.
Did you ever hold in a sneeze?
No.
Did you ever hold in a yawn?
No.
Do you prefer turkey or roast beef?
Roast beef.
Spicy brown mustard or mild yellow mustard?
Brown mustard.
What candy bar have you eaten the most in your life? I want the brand, please.
You want the fucking brand?
Yeah! What did he say?
Are you
what
fucking,
did he fucking say?
Or something? What brand of candy bar have you eaten the most in your lifetime?
It's a fucking Mounds. I don't know what the fucking brand. Hershey's Mounds.
It's a fucking Mounds, then. Leave it at that, for Christ's fucking sakes.
Did you ever have the chicken pox?
Yes, when I was a kid.
I don't care, Wes!
Hey, fuckface! I didn't care about... I didn't ask for your life story! I asked you if you had the chicken pox, yes or no! Do you brush your tongue?
Yes.
Have you ever owned a reptile or amphibian?
Yes.
Have you ever cheated on a test?
Yes.
Have you ever cheated on a test and gotten caught?
No.
When's the last time you took a bath?
You're right.
Months ago.
Hey, I ain't asking to repeat my question. I'm asking you the question.
And don't fucking lie either. We know you never took a bath.
I take a bath and I'm fucking sick.
I can fucking smell you from here.
Daily.
I fucking smell you from here.
Hey, Wes, listen to me. I don't care about your fucking life story.
I don't need IP version 6 to fucking smell you, you fuck.
Wesley, have you... ever been seriously burned?
Yes. Do you want to hear the story?
No, I don't want to hear the fucking story! Now, I know you people from down south are slow, but you're just fucking ridiculous!
I burnt the tire.
What did we say?
Yo!
What did we fucking say to you?
Shit!
Yes or no?
Yes.
We know already. Shut up. You fucking said it already.
Have you ever
shut
gotten
your
a
mouth.
Splinter and removed it with a needle?
Have I done what?
Oh, oh my
this
God.
Fucking
God
idiot.
Damn it.
Have you ever had a splinter? Have you ever had a splinter and removed it with a needle?
Yes.
Do you heat the needle under the flame first to sterilize it?
Why are you yelling, Frank?
Don't fucking ask him!
Fuckface!
Don't fucking ask him!
I asked the questions! Have you ever been shushed when watching a movie at a movie theater?
No. I'm not black.
How old were you when you realized that there was no such thing as Santa Claus?
10.
When he figured out he was Santa Claus.
Have you ever been in a treehouse? Hey, Dick Breath.
What?
Have you ever been in a treehouse?
Yes.
Have you ever been hit by a car?
Yes.
How old were you when you were hit by the car?
Come on with the age!
Hey, if you're not going to talk like a human being and stutter, then don't come back with an answer! Have you or would you ever go skydiving?
Have I ever what?
Gone skydiving!
Why are you yelling at me?
Hey, if he's going to get mad, he'll fucking get mad!
Who the fuck are you to ask me questions? I ask you the questions! Have you ever gone skydiving?
I already answered you. I said no. Jesus.
Have you ever punched a wall in anger?
What?
Holy Christ! I'm gonna punch a fuck! I'll punch you, you motherfucker! Answer the fucking question!
Have you ever punched a wall in anger, you southern fuck?
No, I haven't. I don't punch things in anger.
What's the most vulgar name you've ever called a female to her face?
Think about this one. Do not fuck this one up. Do not fuck this one up.
A cunt.
Okay. Would you eat a rat for $10,000?
Sure.
Okay.
He paid last night.
Would you ever like to view an execution of a prisoner?
Yes.
Did you ever wear an article of woman's clothing?
No.
How many cars have you owned in your lifetime?
3.
Do you prefer barbecued, sour cream, or salt and vinegar potato chips?
Salt and vinegar.
Please expand why you don't like barbecued flavored potato chips, being that you're from South.
Don't fuck this up.
Really? You want me to
come on, God, get that!
What did he say?
What did he fucking say?
What did he say to you?
Are you fucking that stupid?
Are you fucking kidding me right now?
I've gotten hit by a car 3 times, but you want me to expand on the fucking salt and
vinegar?
You goddamn right we want to fucking expand on the goddamn barbecue chip!
Hey, if I care about your fucking car, I tell you, you fuckface, why don't you like barbecue potato chips?
I like salt and vinegar, I'm sorry.
Have you ever had an STD?
I apologize that I like salt and vinegar potato
chips. Hey, you Confederate ding-dong, have you ever had an STD?
Have I had what?
An STD!
No.
Has anyone ever spit on you?
Yeah.
Naturally.
Have you ever been arrested?
Yes.
Please expound on the arrest story, please.
Don't leave it out. I'm telling you right now.
What? You're fucking so weird.
Would you shut the fuck? Hey!
Who the fuck are you talking? Expound on the arrest story now!
The only shit you should be saying is the fucking arrest story! You heard the fucking man! Shut your fucking mouth and tell the story!
And shut your mouth.
Don't fucking tell me to shut up! Don't tell me to shut up!
I got arrested for buying beer underage.
That's what you call an arrest story?
No, I got arrested. That's the only time I've ever been arrested.
Worst story I've ever heard in my life.
You know what? Awful. Awful worst. Have you ever been called a country bumpkin?
Yes, by you.
Did he ask you who said it? Honestly. Yeah. Did he fucking say sarcastic innuendos?
I'm sorry, Ken was yelling. What would you say?
You're goddamn right I'm yelling. I do the yelling in this motherfucker. Don't fucking smart mouth me.
I'll smart mouth you all.
Try it, buddy.
Sorry, Frank. Go ahead.
Try it, buddy. Go ahead, Sunshine. Let's Frank fucking do this. Star. You want to dance?
Frank is the star of this show. Shut your mouth, Ken.
I'm gonna. I'll. Frank, I'll epilate your face. You fucking bearded prick.
Frank, what is your question? What would you like to ask me next?
I would like to know if you've ever met anybody famous.
I met Ken, and he's very famous.
All right, you know what?
He's fucking with you now. Now
this guy's sassy, man.
Now
he's sassy.
He's trying to be fucking cute.
Yeah,
he's trying to be fucking cute right now.
Well, let me ask. Okay,
is this fucking? Is this redneck gets to ask questions? Is it time for the redneck to ask questions? Because it isn't.
The most famous person I know is probably right now is Chad Pennington.
Let me hear the theme song again, great. Because I don't know if it's Redneck Gets to Ask Questions time or not. Let me hear it.
It's question
time.
Oh, we're asking some questions. It's question time.
That's right. Nowhere does it say that Redneck Fuck from the Mountains gets to ask a goddamn query.
Why are you so angry, Ken?
Don't fucking get me started. Frank,
yeah,
continue.
Ask me another question, Frank. You're the real star of this show.
Wesley.
Go ahead, Frank. Ask me a question.
Wesley.
You want to dance, buddy?
Wesley.
Yes, sir.
Shall I continue?
Yes. I want you to
Did I ask you to expound on that?
Excuse
me? Yeah, that's what I thought. That's what I thought.
Let's go, Frank. Come on, Frank.
Let's go, Rip Van Winkle.
What's the last piece of fruit you've eaten?
Last piece of fruit was a cantaloupe.
Please explain how you cut the cantaloupe.
I bought it from Wawa.
I don't know. Did we ask you fucking...
Are you... Where the fuck do you get off? Did I ask you where you purchased the fucking cantaloupe? I said, how do you cut it?
No, he asked me where I cut it, and I didn't cut it. And it came from Wawa. Why are you so angry, Ken? I don't understand.
I'm furious!
You've got an attitude problem, Ken.
This guy's a fucking sassy motherfucker.
You know, I'm thinking I'm hearing things. You know what? I'm thinking I'm hearing things, Frank. I don't know about you. I don't know how he cut the fucking thing. I didn't hear how he cut the fucking cantaloupe.
Frank, can you answer me another question, please? I'd appreciate it.
Did he even answer the other one, Frank? Did
he answer
that
the first
one? He didn't fucking answer. I think we should take him out back and fuck him.
What? All right, come on. I think this wraps it up. Now, we can't go on all night here.
Frank, ask me another question. I got a private number calling in. I don't want to answer it.
Who is the person calling you right now?
I don't know, it just says private number, so I'm not going to answer it, because it's probably asking me if I have a warranty on my fucking...
Do you have the warranty?
Huh?
Do you have the warranty?
Yeah, my warranty.
All right, come on.
Frank, ask me another question, come on.
All right, but it's getting very late here. What's the color of your toothbrush?
Black.
Yellow. fuck you, Ken! You fucking piece of shit.
Have you ever had an imaginary friend?
Yeah.
What was the name of your imaginary friend?
Ken.
It was Peanut, and it was a mule.
Peanut was the name of my horse.
What is the most distant place you've ever visited?
Hold on a second.
Hey,
the bottom of the mountain.
I'm sorry, I got a private number again. It's bothering me while I'm trying to answer your questions. What was the last question? I'm sorry.
Oh, I'm sorry, you're so inconvenienced. Oh, Jesus. Let us put everything
on
fucking hold so you can tell us who's calling you. Frank, what are you...
It's just private number. I don't understand.
What? Frank?
They're calling again. Bitches.
Don't fucking sass me again.
What was the last question? I missed it. I'm sorry.
Yeah, you know you missed it. You're going off about, like, who the hell you are with your fucking phone. Frank, ask your question.
What is the most distant place you've ever visited?
Probably Spain or England.
It's going to be the other side of the room if you don't fucking pick one.
I suggest, Wes, that you learn your fucking geography and tell me what's the most distant place you've ever visited.
I would say Spain. They're about equal, so I'll just say Spain.
Did I ask you to give me a fucking geography lesson?
That was snide! That was snide!
Yeah, he's trying to show me off.
He was being snide to you.
Have you ever been to Spain?
Whoa!
Frank, have you ever been out of fucking Jersey?
Look at this.
Who the fuck do you think you are?
I'm just curious. I'm just asking questions.
Looks like you know what? Someone doesn't know what the fuck his role is right now. Someone doesn't know his fucking role right now.
I apologize, Frank. I'm sorry. I apologize.
Don't say another fucking word until you're asked a question.
All right.
I apologize, Ken. I apologize.
Wesley, have you ever been caught masturbating?
No.
It's fucking bullshit.
Do you know you have an uncanny resemblance to the Nutcracker?
No.
Has a woman ever smacked you in the face?
Yeah.
What is the name of your kindergarten teacher?
Mrs. Lay.
Why do you find that funny?
Because it's ironic now, but it was
I don't know. I'm not in your fucking inner circle. Okay? I'm not laughing. I don't know. I didn't fucking cut out shapes and bob for fucking apples in Mrs. Lay's class, so maybe it's not that fucking funny to me.
Well, it's fucking funny to me, all right, asshole.
Look at this, man.
Yeah, you respect the DJ New Style of the DJ New Style show. You respect him.
Ken,
you show him respect.
Why are you so angry, Ken? Ken, why are you so angry?
We're doing something here. We're fucking... Are you...
I'm just trying to answer some fucking questions.
Then do it! Don't try to do it! Do it! Don't try to do it! Do it! Frank, continue.
Have you ever measured your erect penis with a tape measure?
Yes.
Please indicate how many inches your erect penis is.
18 inches.
Yeah! Have you ever contemplated suicide?
No.
Are you sure about that?
Yes.
How tall are you?
5'8".
Do you have kids?
No.
What kind of car do you drive?
Nissan Xterra.
Have you ever worn women's makeup?
No.
Are you wearing it now?
Have you ever broken a pinata?
Have I what?
Have you ever broken a pinata?
Yes.
Do you like orange soda?
Yes.
Who was the last person who text messaged you?
With the fucking thinking! Don't fucking hold back on me!
What was the color of your first automobile?
I'm sorry, what?
All right, God.
I don't like repeating myself, okay?
God.
I will do it this last time.
I couldn't hear you. Ken was yelling.
Yeah, and I'm going to keep yelling.
What was the color of your first automobile?
Gray.
Have you ever been to a water park?
I'm sorry. God, someone's calling for this.
Frank,
private number.
He calls them baths anymore.
This guy doesn't show me respect.
He doesn't call them water parks. He calls them bathhouses.
Oh!
Just because it's beeping in my phone. I don't know who's calling me. Are you calling me, Ken?
I don't have your number.
You do, too.
I don't have your number.
We've met several times.
We met one time.
You're a liar.
All right.
Okay, hold on. I got to answer this phone call. I got to go.
No. You don't hang up on us. We hang up on you.
Who called who here?
Who called who?
They just hung up again. Frank, ask me another question.
Yeah, let's ask him another question, Frank. Wes, are you there?
Yes.
I'm sorry. Looks like I clicked a button. That's what you get when you're not cooperating. Goddamn son of a bitch. Make me yell. Make me lose my top. God. Just things at work, you know? I work, I pay all the bills, I come home, and this is the type of shit that I see?
Sorry,
I'm not gonna fucking live like this.
Ken, just...
I'm not gonna fucking live like
this. Don't let it bother you. Just come on now.
A lifetime of this shit. Working home, having question time, the guy asked me questions. I'm not even in the bit. Ten, nine. So what's going on, Frank? How are you?
I'm in a none. Are we? I
think, you fucking up for me now. Hold on. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Okay.
Come on, man. Come on. Work with me.
You gotta wrap this up.
Work with me. You and me, we're a team. Work with me.
We got to wrap it up, though.
Frank, don't do this to me.
I got an early
appointment. Don't do this to me, Frank. The last thing you want to do is this. Don't do this to me.
We got to wrap it up, for real. I can't be on here all night.
I'll wrap you up, motherfucker.
Play the outro.
You didn't want an intro. Why the fuck are we going to play an outro?
All right. That's it.
This concludes this test special edition. Why do we still have Wes on cam? I don't even know. It was like his whole thing was that he called in. It's so not easy to just fucking manipulate the cams. Oh, are you still there, Wes? I am not that sure that I can do anything. Oh, bye-bye. Bye, Wes. And bye, everybody out there in America. Frank, look at the camera as we say goodbye. Get the cam on you.
It's right here.
Goodbye, everybody. You fuck face assholes.
Goodbye,
cocksuckers. Eat my shit. Eat my fucking wet diarrhea shit. Fuck all of you.
Fuck all y'all.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah. Hasha. Give it to me, baby. Give it to me.
Go suck banana. Fuck you.